Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to join us tonight, because we have a very special person who's coming on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show. But we want to magnify the Lord first and give him all the praise and glory by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us today, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Father. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we ask that you continue to magnify and glorify who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the guests, and we thank you for all of the listeners who are listening at this particular time. We ask that this ministry be something that would edify and glorify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And on today, first of all, I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends and all of you for tuning in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Minister LaShawn Denise McLemore, and we're going to introduce her while she's on the line, and then we're going to ask her a few questions. So hold on, please. Alrighty, I think that's my. Give me just a second. I'm going to try this again, then we'll try another number.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Right, so the operator wants to come on. Amen. Praise God. Let me make sure that we're dialing the right number here. That is the correct number. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send Minister LaShawn an inbox, and I'm going to ask her to call in. And then what we're going to do is, in the meantime, I'm going to introduce her to each and every one of you, because for some reason there's bad reception. I know there are a couple of storms, so maybe the lines are crossed. But that is the correct number. And give me just a second. And she's going to call into the ministry. And as we all know, the weather sometimes causes these problems, so we just have to be patient. Okay? So we're going to wait till she calls in. But in the meantime, I'm going to introduce Minister LaShawn. She was born in 1973 in Dayton, Ohio. She grew up as a preacher's kid, and she started singing at the age of 8 and playing the drums at the age of 12. Praise God. So she has a powerful, powerful, powerful testimony, and she encourages her audience of God's unmerited favor in his limitless grace and mercy through song, dance, and preaching. So she's multi-talented. God has really blessed her in her ministry. She's an anointed lady of God. She has been anointed by God to operate in the many gifts bestowed on her by our Heavenly Father. and she has a calling on her life. As a matter of fact, while incarcerated, she was inspired by the Holy Spirit to begin a dance ministry once she was released from prison. Amen. That is a testimony within itself, because many people, or some people, throw in the towel. But she has a ministry, and she's on the line now, but we're going to keep going with her introduction. She created and founded Anointed to Dance Ministries in 2006. This artist has been gifted to spread the word of God in many ways, song, dance, and preaching his word. And so, ladies and gentlemen, she also has a single coming out that she's going to talk about a little bit later. She has a single coming out, her first two singles coming out in November of 2015. God is good. God is awesome. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others, Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, are you on the line?
Hi, yes, I am. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful.
Great, great. Thank you so much for joining the Afrida Love Show. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
No, ma'am. Go right ahead. I thank you for having me on this evening.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Please tell listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'll start with just saying, just starting from my childhood, I was a preacher's kid. Of course, the normal, you grow up in church, went to church my whole life. I'm a former military college graduate in criminal justice. That was my major. And I have two beautiful children. So that's just a little bit of background of who I am on today.
All right, all right. Now, you said you began singing at the age of 8 and playing drums. Who inspired you to play instruments, and who taught you, how to play and sing?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Actually, I never got any professional lessons, but I give all of the accolades to my grandmother, Sister Emma Mosby. She is resting now in the Lord, but she taught me how to sing and also to play. But she had a funny way of teaching me. When we would go to rehearsals, we would meet up before our actual choir would get there. And at the time, we didn't have a drummer. So what she would do, I would sit on the set, and she would be playing. And when she wanted me to play something or play a certain beat, she would just nod her head. And if she wanted me to do a roll, she would roll her head. So she taught me by facial expressions and head nods, believe it or not.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the grandmothers and mothers of the church, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
That's right. Okay. Can you tell listeners a little bit about how you integrate your song, dance, and preaching to declare God's great word?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I was once told, actually by two good friends of mine, that no matter what I did, whether it was singing, dancing, or playing, to always direct people back to God. So if I can do that, then I have pretty much won the battle. So in my doing, in my writing, in with my sermons or with songs, what I try to do is implement a portion of the Word of God, pulling the song from the Bible, pulling the Word of God from the Bible. And of course, while dancing, of course, dancing to something that was man-made, but come from the Word of God. So everything that I try to do, I try to incorporate the Word. And once we do that, we can always direct the people of God back to Him, because you have to keep in mind that it's not about you. Though God is using you, it is not about you. So if we can direct them back to God through whatever situation, then we've already won. So that's the way that I do it.
Amen. And you're right. Once we direct people, and once we're directed back to God, the battle is already won, because the battle was not ours in the first place.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. That's right. That's right.
That's right. Okay. If you were to give believers and overcomers advice, what would you give them concerning the Word of God?
I would first say read it and then believe it. Believe what it is that you're reading. So often we can hear the Word of God, and we can maybe read it just for the simple fact of saying, well, I read today, or I heard something on today. But it's a difference when the Word of God gets down in your spirit and you actually believe what God is saying. It may tarry some time, but once you hold on to that, it will surely come to pass. So, you know, no matter what, just believe what it is that you're reading. And what I look at, Sister Alfreda, is when I was in school and how we would learn about all of the history, the presidents and all of that stuff. Of course, we weren't there back in the day, but we believed what we were reading because it was history and that's what we were taught. So I would just say the same thing. It is history, but it is still today. So if we believe the word of God, that's all God asks us for. He said, you know, to please him, we have to have faith. So if we want to please God, let's start believing what he has said.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Good job. Okay. Now, you created and you found a ministry in 2006. Can you tell us a little bit about that ministry?
Yes, now that ministry is called Anointed to Dance Ministry. It was actually birthed in my mind while I was still in prison. I had got locked up, I believe it was in 2003, and I spent a little, about close to a total of 3 years in prison. But while I was there, something unusual happened. You know, it's almost like I've been in church my whole life, but I never witnessed that form of praise until I got into the prison system. And while we were there, believe it or not, a lot of times the COs would not allow us to sing because they told us we were singing too loud and we were disturbing other people that maybe didn't go or didn't believe. So these women of God that were in there, they actually found another way to praise God. So that kind of stuck with me. And once I got home, it was still on me to start a dance ministry. I didn't dance, but I street danced, but I never praised dance. And again, I didn't know about it until I got locked up, and I'm sure it was going on way before then, but that's when I actually learned it for myself. So when I got out of prison, God gave me the plan to birth a ministry, and I'm not more so too because there were people out here in the same predicament that were in prison. They either were not associated with the church. They thought maybe the only way that they could witness to other people was by singing or preaching, but as the Bible says, God has given us so many gifts. So once I created that, that brought people to Christ through the dance ministry. And it wasn't just a church ministry. It was a community dance ministry. So that brought people from all over. Some people brought families and souls were saved. So it's more than just dancing, and it, you know, as far as what we do.
Amen. Praise God. That is great. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about your music. You have two songs that will be released in November called I Am Healed and Use Me. Please tell us about those two songs and what we can expect to hear when we listen to those songs.
Yes, ma'am. Those songs are, of course, as God's word. God gave those to me, and they also represent my life, as I want to say. Each song tells a story about something that I went through, but it also puts the focus back on God's goodness and God's grace. When God gave me Use Me, I was at a point in my life where I didn't feel like I could be used after everything I had been through, some things I put myself through, some things I just went through because of life. But in those things, going to prison, being evicted, being in domestic abuse relationships and being physically violated, you name it, it had been done to me. And my self-esteem and my worth, I just didn't feel worthy. And in that, God showed me through that time that he could still use me even though I had went through all of those things. So one day it just dawned on me, and I heard him say, now I can use you. And he said, all of that you went through was for today. So the song just came to me. The words in the song and the melody just began to come to me, and that's how that song was birthed. And the other song, I Am Healed, I actually just went through something this past spring in regards to breast cancer, and I hadn't told anybody what was going on with me. So one of my favorite scriptures came to me, and it was Mark 5. I know some of us know the story of the woman with the issue of blood, one of my favorite stories. And that dawned on me, and it stayed with me. And I just began to lay hands on myself and claim my healing, and that's how that song came about. So that's where we are, and that's what that means to me.
Tell you, sister, just, you know, keep the faith in God, and God is going to bring you through. And you are very strong in the Lord, so we all know that the victory is already won. Is that right?
Amen. Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. What are some of your long-term goals in the music field and short-term goals?
Well, first I'll say that it's all about ministry. I never want to get to a level where the ministry is left out. I know sometimes people, once they make it or be on this big social status, it's about the money. But to me, it's ultimately about saving souls and spreading the gospel through whatever avenue God allows me to. But right now, I'm currently trying to, of course, push the singles that I do have, and hopefully that will open some doors for me. And some long-term goal is to eventually complete the album and also to just be able to minister in places that I've only dreamed about.
Great, okay. Now, you mentioned a verse in Galatians 6 and 9 as I was reading and researching your bio, and 1 Corinthians 1 and 27. Tell us a little bit about how these two chapters help you remain focused on God.
Well, I chose those two verses because those are a couple of the ones that got me through in my dark season. That Galatians 6 and 9, be not weary in due season, for if you keep going, you know, the Bible says that you will reap and faint not. So to me, that meant it just pushed me to continue to press. No matter how tired I get, no matter what was coming my way, God just kept saying, just go, just press through. You know, so sometimes you got to forget those things that are behind and you got to press forward. So I knew my due season was coming. I didn't know when, but I knew if I continued to press that God was a God of his word and he would eventually bring me to my due season. And that's all I could look at was the end of my faith, not as what was going on, but the end of it. So I held on to that, and that kept me focused, was the end result of the vision that God had already showed me. And, yeah, I had some discouraging times, and, you know, many times people get wore down because of that, and they don't make it to their due season. But I just found a strength in God and kept focused on God, so that's what brought me to where I am now. And the other verse, 1 Corinthians 1:27, it talks about that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. That, of course, I already know. That hits home with me because what God is doing with me and in my life and what he's already done, I'm one of the ones that the people threw away. And what people don't understand is those are the very people that God used to do great things. So
that's right.
God will take something that the world says no to and God will say yes to. And that's how we can draw more people. When people are so high on a horse, they can't be reached. But God will grab those that have been down in the dungeon and in the wilderness to grab those people that are there too. So, that you know, I look at that and don't be confused. Well, God will confuse the enemy by using those that the folk threw away. So that has kept
that's
me
right.
focused on them too.
And Minister LaShawn, you said something very important. You said that the folk threw away, but see, God didn't, because he saw the best in you. He can always see the best in us. And we're doing his work to please him, not to please man. Is that right?
Hey, man, yeah, you got me shouting over here. Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Yes, ma'am, so you are very valuable. You know, we all make mistakes. We all make decisions that we may should not, but God still loves us in spite of.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord, yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared before we get to questions? Because there's a lot of people on here, and they may have questions or they may not.
Wow. You know, ma'am, what I do want to leave with anybody is just not to give up. You know, if God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. But many times, again, as I said before, we get so wore down with the struggles of life until we miss the blessing. So if we just endure, we hold on to God, an unchanging hand, we will make it, you know. So just don't give up and believe everything that God tells you. It may not come right then, but it will come. So the Bible says that God watches over, hallelujah. He said he watches over his word to perform it. So God will do just what he said. Amen.
Amen.
Just hold
Amen.
On.
Amen. That's right. Just hold on. And how can people contact you if they wanted you on radio or if they wanted to buy your CDs in November or, you know, things like that?
Okay, I have a website. You guys can go to the website, if you will. It is www.LaShawn, that's capital LaShawnMcLemore.com. and or you can reach me by email. It is LaShawnMclemore@gmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Ms. LaShawn. And there are some people on the line. I don't know if they have questions, but I'm going to open it up. So if you have a question for Minister LaShawn, this is the time to ask her.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone, anyone, anyone? There are a lot of people on the line.
All right now. Come on, y'all. I'm waiting to hear.
Anybody? All right. I think you probably answered all of that question.
All right. Well, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Minister LaShawn, I want to appreciate you for coming on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. And any time that you want to come on, you know, when your CDs come out, and just let me know and I can play your CDs, you know, on the radio. And I just really appreciate you and ask God to continue to bless you and your family.
I thank you so much, and thank you for my opportunity to be on here and to be able to speak with you. So this is part of my purpose and my dream, so I thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am, and I will make sure that you receive a recording of this particular interview, okay?
All right, bless you, and thank you, and have a blessed evening.
You too, Minister LaShawn.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Minister LaShawn. And, of course, as you all know, I said she's from Ohio, so be sure to connect with her. If we have any radio individuals on the line or who will listen, please allow her to come on your radio and share her story. She has a great testimony, and we've all been in the valley, and we're all trying to make it to the mountaintop through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have a couple of announcements to make, and I'm going to be very brief, but be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, journalists, media, any type of positive community leaders, please, please, please. Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry on the I Free to Love show. I would love to highlight your gifts and talents and also promote you on the ministry and on the show. In addition to that, make sure you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line. That means you're on one accord. Pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. There are many people who are going through many situations, and your prayers can get through, and your prayers can intercede and help those individuals who may feel a little weak right now, because when things happen, when people are in the valley and even on the mountaintop, sometimes we get tired and we get weak. We need those intercessory prayers. We need those people that we don't even know, you know, praying for us. Dorothy Norwood said it best. She said, somebody prayed for me. They kept me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. So just be sure to pray for everyone all over this land and country. Make sure we cover everyone in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, I want you guys to be sure to connect with me. I have alfreda.hubpages.com. That is a particular site where you will see Ms. Vivica Fox still, and we're going to add some more articles. She will greet you as you go to that page. We have television and TV shows. We have celebrities. We have effective presentations, social life in school, teaching, personal health, activism, Christianity, radio. We have all those social issues, all those great topics. And also I'm going to put a schedule out on any speaking engagements or any events that we have coming up, whether it's celebrity or whether it's regular or whether I'm speaking somewhere, so I'm going to be sure to do that. In addition to that, make sure that you go to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. In the AlfredaLoveShow, you will find that there are many different sections. I wanted to put this particular ministry in one place because I'm all over social media, all over the social media site. I have a homepage here, and if you go here, you'll see the number one gospel show in this house. So if you need a speaker, whoop, here I am. Just press that button. Here's Love Radio here. You will be right connected. Let's go ahead and do that now. You will be right connected to the Blog Talk Radio without having to put in all those characters at the search bar. You'll be right at Blog Talk Radio. And what you can do, if you go or scroll down to the bottom, all the way. You will see all of the shows. You will see some numbers, 1 through 9, if you want to look at any of the ministries or the shows. You will also see a comment box. If you have any comments or want to connect with me, you can do so there. If you go under the picture and you want to follow and want to know when each ministry is going to take place, an email will be sent to you every time a ministry is created. All right, let's push the back button. Let's see. Of course, there's a little bit more about me, Love's Interview, school tutorial site. We do tutor. We already had the National Book Festival, which was great. We're still promoting the Spiritual Guide to Go because many people are asking about that event. Our biggest event right now that's coming up has to do with the talent show, and I'm going to be giving more information. We're going to do a lot of pushing of publicity and things of that nature. So the talent show will be December 18th. If you want to be in the talent show, you still have a few days left. Please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, there's Love Radio, Spiritual Guide to Go. About the venue with this particular radio station, you know that we are international because we're an online radio station, meaning that we reach us to the highest mountain and the lowest valley. Amen. And because we do that, and because God allows us to spread his word and his message, he has authorized us to do so, we're able to go to different events, you know, regular events, celebrity events. We're able to go to many different events, and we highlight those events. And what I'm going to do, or begin doing, is putting articles out on Hub pages. Pretty soon we're going to have a Love's newspaper, and it's going to talk about gospel music and some of the artists. I am going to also have a page on here with clean secular music. One thing that God showed me was that none of us are perfect. And just because it's not all gospel doesn't mean that God didn't give those individuals that gift, because they have to live in the land too. And so we're not going to play secular music on the radio, but I'm going to interview those individuals about their gift of music, because sometimes music is the way in and out, or the way to God, because when people listen to music, it's therapeutic, very therapeutic. And so we're going to have some artists. We're going to make another page as well for the artist as well. Okay, so upcoming events, I'm going to update this page. Actually, as I said before, it's going to be the talent show. Amen? Amen. For the location and contact, if you want to send an email to us, you can send a comment or review of any event or any type of thing that you would like. There's a name, there's an email, there's a subject, there's a message. Contact information is emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can call me on my business phone, 254-744-6616. Here is gospel artists in the industry. Please support these gospel artists. You see many gospel artists. Then you have links. Of course, there's LinkedIn. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, just push that LinkedIn button where it says links, and I will respond to these messages within 24 hours, because I have many messages here over the weekend. Okay? All right. Now, let's go back. Okay, we're going back here. Let's see here. Give me just a second, my computer. Okay, there's a spiritual guide again right there. But we're going to change that link because I want you to go to my particular website, my webpage. We learned that this weekend from Mr. Roland Martin. Then here's some articles that we've written. And then, of course, the radio station. Every page you go on, you'll see that radio station. Then here's some consultants. You have the consultants here, and we're going to add more consultants. Then some of our speaking topics. Cool classrooms, bully-proofing schools, control your metabolism, move something, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, your church is within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief. Burdens are temporary. Article 1 and Article 2, Love's Arthur Quarter. I do have many more books that have just come in, Health and Human Performance. Once again, we're getting ready to put that video up. We have to do some editing of that video, okay? So be sure to check that out at freetoloveshow.com. Be sure to check it out, all right? I want to appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Afrita Love Show. I ask and pray that you have a successful, and you have a blessed, blessed, blessed week, because God is so good. Make sure that you come back on tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, because we are going to go over our needs and wants, and we're going to do it every Monday because God is getting ready to do some great things. And so please be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, at 10 o'clock. All right? Now, so what as you, what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow at 10 o'clock, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.